Actually, can I change the title?
Sorry?
Can I change the title? I think I put the wrong
Sure.
title.
We will allow it.
The Dog and the Moon by Audrey Schontz. Once there was a stray dog who lived in a forest. The mountain cabin that had been his home had burned to the ground, taking away the beings he loved and destroying the rest. For a long time he had wandered. One day he came upon a pack of wolves. So happy was he that he had found them. "Brothers," he cried, "let me join your pack, for I am weary and lonesome and have no one." "No," replied the wolves, "what business do you have with us? For you are not one of us." The dog huddled under fallen trees and curled up on himself for warmth. At night, the wolves howled to the moon. The dog also howled to the moon. The dog found water from the stream to quench his thirst. But day after day, he returned to his den with an empty belly. The wolves would hunt every day, and he followed, hopeful that a small scrap might be left after the wolves finished. He called to the wolves, "Brothers, let me hunt with you, for I am hungry and I need to learn." "No," replied the wolves, "what business do you have with us? For you are not one of us." At night, the wolves howled to the moon. The dog also howled to the moon. And so it was after several months that winter came. Food was scarce and the pack moved to follow the dwindling food supply. The dog followed. They did not find food for several days and all were cold and discouraged. The wolves howled to the moon. The dog also howled to the moon. Then he approached the wolves. "Brothers," he said, "let me howl with you, for we are all weary and hungry now." "No," replied the wolves, "what business do you have with us? For you are not one of us." The dog turned sadly and slunk away. He could still hear the wolves howling. He thought of the long months that he had endured alone in the forest. He thought of the warm cabin and the family whom he had loved. The dog howled to the moon. Then, suddenly, from the moon, a pathway of moonlight slowly descended. The dog sniffed at it and felt that it was also warm. Beyond, he smelled the scent of food. And so, while the wolves howled to the moon that night, the dog climbed the pathway of moonlight towards the moon. And in the morning, there was no trace of him.